At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan's big electric switch. Scrappage is now available on your old car when you switch to a 100% electric Nissan Leaf.
You know, Ireland's oldest city has new plans to embrace the digital age and make Waterford a Zoom town, capitalising on changes to our working life as a result of the pandemic. What this is a dedicated programme that it is hoped will persuade workers and employers of the long-term advantages of setting up shop, or at least setting up a base in Waterford City. Well, what has Waterford got to offer these employers and employees? Regina Mangan is the founder of Liberty Blue Estate Agents in Waterford. She joins me now, as does John O'Connor, the CEO of Collect, the very successful Waterford-based startup. You're both very welcome to the show, folks. Regina, I understand you're a blow-in, is that right?
Yes, after being in Waterford for 26 years, I'm a blow-in, yes, originally from County Limerick.
Yeah, you'll always be a blow-in, I suppose, such is the nature of life in Ireland. What do you love about Waterford? If someone was listening to this and they thought, oh God, yeah, I'd like to set up a remote working hub or move somewhere else, what has Waterford got to offer?
Well, I moved to Waterford in 1995. I came over the bridge on a bus and I never looked back. And it was after 2 years working in Waterford, it was the only place that I would have considered setting up my business. So, for example, how many people can say that they finish work and they can go to the beach? You know, we've actually got over 50 beaches from east to west in County Waterford. So that's a really big thing for me, because growing up, we'd have had to drive an hour and a half to get up to the beach. Festivals, we've got amazing festivals. We are renowned for our culture in Waterford. We've got the Spree, which everybody knows nationally. We've got food festivals, West Waterford Food Festival, Waterford Food Festivals in the city, the Blackwater Opera Festival. So between the culture, the beauty of the beaches and the mountains and everything, I mean, it's fabulous.
Okay, well, listen, I want to ask you, because you're in the estate agent game, about housing and this housing situation in Waterford as well. But I mentioned John O'Connor of Collect, who's on the line as well. John, another blow-in, I understand, but at least you've married into Waterford. I mean, what's your pitch for people listening?
Yeah, hey, Kieran. Yeah, I've lived in, I'm from Kerry, so I'm living in Waterford now, so I've lived in the two best counties in Ireland. But yeah, so now I've lived in and worked in New York and London and Dublin, and they were great at a certain time in my life. But at this stage now, I'm married, young kids, and I'm living in Tramore, and I just couldn't be happier. Like Regina said, there's work life balance. You know, your access to the beaches, like wherever you live in Waterford, you're 20 minutes either from the rivers, mountains, lakes, Greenway, beach. You know, there's just so much there. And as a business owner as well, like, well, just as even as a father, it's like childcare costs 50% cheaper, your commute, you got no stress. And then from a business perspective, it's just got a great ecosystem. Like in Waterford, you've over, or to Southeast, I suppose, 140 tech firms.
Yeah.
So you've great companies in the Southeast as well.
And tell me a little bit about the environment then for setting up a new business, the startup economy. What's that like in Waterford, John?
Oh yeah, it's brilliant. So you got companies like Crystal Valley Tech. They're not for profit, and they're always like, say for my company, Elaine, there is always like, there's always people looking to move back to the Southeast. Even friends of mine are looking to move here, and they'd be great at connecting people looking for roles. So like, I think a lot of the people that are applying to work in my company anyway, they're at that certain stage. Maybe they've gone and they've travelled. And, you know, they're wanting to come back and settle. So, yeah, the ecosystem is great. You've got companies like, even in Tramore, where I live, you've got companies like Nearform, who built the COVID tracing app. They've got like 180 employees all around the world, really. You've got Apollo Fitness, then you got Scurry. So it's just, it's absolutely great. I couldn't recommend it enough. And you got all the supports from the IDA. Yeah. And really good.
Regina, John mentioned the cheaper cost of childcare. How expensive or otherwise is housing in Waterford compared to surrounding counties or compared to the other cities?
Well, I think the listeners need to realise that you can actually buy two houses in Waterford for the price of one in Dublin, Okay, like that's a game changer. And like in terms of rent and new homes prices, it's exceptional value. We had a lady called Katie who relocated from Dublin, and she saved €20,000 annually between her rent saving, her childcare, and her commuting costs. And she's won 2 hours back a day in her life. So it is about our well-being as well, and that's really, really important. And like new homes, you can buy a new home in Summerfields now in Waterford for €280,000 and have enough change to buy a car. And I think the way developers now are building homes, our clients, they're very mindful of people's lifestyle changes, particularly during COVID. So we like more open-planned homes. Obviously, fibre high-speed broadband is really critical, and we have that. You know, and I mean, not everybody needs to be in Dublin every day of the week. Sometimes.
Well, I was going to ask you that actually, Regina. Have you dealt with many people over the last year who've seen the opportunity of working from home or working remotely? They don't necessarily want to, you know, like John, set up a new company. They don't want to leave their job. They want to stay working in Dublin or Cork, but they think, you know what? Some sort of hybrid remote working is probably here to stay, and I can live in Waterford and go up to Dublin a few days a month or 2 days a week.
It's life transformation stuff. It really is. Yes, they can. And they, I suppose, look, there's a gravitation for often the wife to move closer to their family, you know, nucleus, their parents, so that their children can be around the grandparents. And we're definitely seeing, I'd say 25% of our sales now are to people who are relocating to Waterford and County who ordinarily wouldn't have had that opportunity presented to them.
Wow, that's a huge 25% of people doing that. John, why do you think Waterford, and maybe you'll disagree with the premise of the question, you'll reject it, but why do you think Waterford gets overlooked in terms of Ireland cities? You know, we do tend to talk of Dublin, Cork, Limerick, Galway.
I'm not sure because, like, I've lived in a lot of those cities and they're all great, but, like, I suppose we're talking about it now. It's just people probably don't realise, you know, I think with the Greenway now and, like, the beaches and, like, even Tremor, like, I can talk about Tremor because I live here, about, like, what a good town it is. Like, it's actually the second biggest town in Waterford City, but, like, what's there and the sort of the cost of living and, you know, the cheaper rents and the cheaper houses. It's It's just one of those things that people are just discovering now. And especially the remote working is a game changer. You know, it's going to make a massive impact. And even me, like, walking around Tremor at the minute, you even see it on a Saturday or Sunday, just the new faces. Like anyone that I've met that's come back here is just delighted. It was a great move.
And Regina, how important is it for Waterford when you're, I suppose, setting out the vision of Waterford and what the city will look like into the future? We've mentioned some of the kind of the hinterlands there, but the city itself, that the quays and both sides of the river develops and develops properly.
Look, we've got the biggest strategic development site in regionally in Ireland, and, you know, the government have pledged quite a significant amount of funding towards that. We're very fortunate that our city and county council is very visionary. We have a very visionary city manager, Michael Walsh. So, I mean, I think there's a lot of innovation around there. We've got some really key stakeholders as well in business who are getting behind it. And I think the whole brand, Waterford Find Your Future, is really, really positive. So, look, we've been lagging behind in terms of new homes, there's no question, and we need new homes. And we'll see now lots of new homes being built. And I think, like, for example, people who ordinarily working in Dublin would only have ever considered buying in Dublin because we were all on a hamster wheel flying around and just doing what we always did before COVID. And now everyone's had a time to reflect and kind of consider, well, how do I want my life to be? How do I want it to look? So now actually buying a home in Waterford is realistic because people are saying that Waterford won Ireland's most livable county. And it won it for a reason. It won it for the quality of life that we have. I have to tell you, my parents moved from County Limerick just over 2 months ago, and they're over 80. And they moved from an old farmhouse in County Limerick to Dungarvan, right? And my mother said to me on the phone the other day, your father thinks he's on holidays. He wants to go and look at the sea every day. I said, Mommy, what's wrong with that?
Oh,
and like,
yeah, something lovely, so, yeah, about living by the sea every day. John, before I let you go, like I was asking Regina about the vision of the city in terms of the vision of the county as well. I assume it's important that, you know, Waterford, that WIT as well, that this big institute of, or this technological university, my apologies, get the correct nomenclature, that the technological university develops as well. And that, I suppose, helps to develop a distinct identity for Waterford in the southeast.
Yeah, for sure. And like now people know that they can, you know, they go to college there and they can get their jobs locally. You know, with the ecosystem, the 140 tech companies, you know, we now have Uber and IBM in the region because they're both after taking over Rootmatch and Red Hat. So, you know, it's really exciting time, I think, in the southeast, and especially people now knowing, and I think people do realize that you can, like, you can stay here in the southeast now and you can get a really good job and have a good quality of life. And the college is at the center of that.
Well, listen, we appreciate your time, both of you. John O'Connor, the CEO of Collect, and Regina Mangan, the founder of Liberty Blue Estate Agents, both proud Waterford people, both Waterford blow-ins, but proud Waterford people. Now, Regina and John, thank you very much for joining me on The Hard Shoulder.